Trump echoes Jexodus, Jewish people are leaving the Democratic Party. By Deborah Dinan on March 13, 2019. Tel Aviv, President Donald Trump retweeted a post by model Elizabeth Bipko. A spokesperson from Jexodus, the group that bills itself as encouraging young Jews to abandon the Democratic Party. Jewish people are leaving the Democratic Party, Trump said Tuesday, quoting Pipko, who made the same declaration on Fox and Friends. Trump reportedly told a room full of Republican donors on Friday night that the Democrats hate Jewish people. Trump told donors that he didn't understand how any Jew could vote for a Democrat these days, according to the Axios news site, which cited three people at the off-record event. Jewish Democrats criticized Trump for his claims of anti-Semitism within their party. President Trump is entitled to his own opinion but not his own facts. In this case, both are just wrong, the Jewish Democratic Council of America posted on Facebook. In the midterm elections, 82% of the two-party Jewish vote went to Democrats. 32-34 Jewish members of Congress are Democrats. As of early October, 70% Jewish voters disapproved of Trump's handling of the rise of anti-Semitism in our country. Those are facts. As the Times of Israel noted, the data cited came from a survey conducted by the Melman Group, a polling firm hired by Democrats. Last month, Trump called on Representative Ilhan Omar to resign from her post on the Foreign Affairs Committee over her suggestion that Jewish money was behind support for Israel. On Tuesday, the Jewish Democratic Council of America posted on Facebook poll data showing a decline in the Jewish vote for Republicans in the last two presidential elections. President Trump, let's get the facts straight, the JDCA posted. Republicans have lost support among Jewish voters since you've been in office. Pipko, who was a 2016 Trump campaign staffer and whose husband Darren Centinello is a staffer on the 2020 campaign, got married last year at the Trump-owned Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida. We invited the president but, unfortunately, it was just before the federal shutdown began, she told the New York Post. Our invitations were red hats that read "Make Marriage Great Again," with a tag hanging off that listed all the wedding information. She said she had originally kept her background as a Trump campaign staffer a secret out of concern that it would harm her modeling career. Pipko told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight that Jexodus is a grassroots movement started by young millennials who are just trying to galvanize young Jews across the country and get them involved in what's happening in politics. Democrats choose to use fear and scare people into believing that this is the right way to vote. Even doing the research and finding out what President Trump stands for is too far, and they follow what everyone is doing before thinking for themselves. I think what's most important is to do the research and see what President Trump has done and has said, not only about the Jewish people, but about Israel and standing with Israel. If you actually look at what's been done versus what's been told to you that's been done, you'll actually change your mind.